thermal sound wave.
It's thermal sound waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We here see Truth Kev Lawrence.
Yes.
Right about now, joining us on the program, we have a dude here, a man who does a lot of different things, man, a lot of different tasks. He's a multifaceted, they call them multi-hyphenates, I believe is the proper term for it, which means he does a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know what I mean? He gets it in on a lot of different ways, a lot of different platforms. He writes, he performs, he also gives back by speaking to the people, you know what I mean, in a very, very positive way. And he has music out as well, and we're going to get to it right now with Mr. Trey Dot here, the boss Trey Dot, joining us on the program. What's going on, Trey?
Yeah. Hey, man. What's up? What's up? Glad to be here, man. Glad to chop it up with y'all.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So for those who are unfamiliar with you, Trey, let people know a little bit about you. I know you're coming out of New York, right? Jamaica? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in New York City. I live in North Carolina now, but New York is my home, man. You know, I lived in D.C., that area, for about 7 years. I lived in Pennsylvania a couple years. You know, you get older, you've been everywhere. Got but New you. York City is my foundation, correct?
Got you. What part of Queens was it? Was it South Jamaica? Like, where exactly?
South side.
Okay.
Suffolk. Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. So you said you moved around a little bit. Like, what was the move to like DC and NC? Was it just getting to a different part of life, a better part of life? Like, what were all the moves about?
Well, the circle of life, man. My parents were born and raised in North Carolina. Like, you know, growing up in New York, everybody's family had roots in the South for the most part.
Gotcha.
My mother had a serious car accident when I was a teenager, and you know, my father got a little nervous about New York City, and then we moved to North Carolina. So I finished high school here, went to college here, got in some trouble here and all that kind of garbage. And later on in life, I ended up going to D.C. after I had a failed marriage, so try to restart over there.
Okay.
Then I ended up coming back here. Then I went to Pennsylvania to work for a couple of years to try something out. Didn't work like I planned. Then I was back here again, and my next move is California.
Gotcha. Smart move to, you know, pick up some chocolate down there in D.C. after the situation. Lot to choose from.
I wasn't prepared to live in D.C. and Maryland with all the fast life, man, because I was a drinker at the time. And
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, man, I was out there wilding, man. I was loose.
Listen, shout out to D.C.
Listen.
Shout out to D.C.
That deal.
A lot of movement on Avenue U. A lot of movement over there.
Oh, man, that's back when the strip clubs was popping. I knew all the strippers.
Easy. Ain't sure. DC Live, easy.
They don't call it Chocolate City for nothing.
I was around Skylark and all of that.
Okay. All right. Dream and all that.
Yeah.
All that. New York Avenue. I was all over the place.
Okay.
We on kid in the candy store with a bottle of Hennessy, man.
Yeah, it's some things. Yeah, that stretches. It's beautiful. It's very beautiful. What started for you first? Because you're an author, you're a motivational speaker, you do music as well. Which one started first for you?
I guess when you look back in your life, a lot of things are all-encompassing and you don't even realize it. Like, I started writing when I was in New York at a young age, but I kind of kept to myself because, you know, I was in school with guys like Fred Drow and parties at Baisley Park. It was mad intimidating, so I used to just really hoop because I was confident with hooping. But, you know, MCing, I was just working on it. And when I moved to North Carolina, man, finished high school, you know, I started, you know, working out with my cousin. My cousin was a DJ. Didn't know he was my cousin, but you know, you go to South, you realize you got mad cousins. He was a DJ. Started rocking with him, man. When I went to college, I got into it a little bit more. And as far as speaking, you know, my father had me speaking in the church from like 8 years old. So speaking in front of people has always been light. Now, I hated it, but I didn't realize that was kind of training me for now. Like speaking, I don't have a problem speaking very well. You know what I mean? I can articulate my position very well. Like you and I can say the same thing, but I think I could probably say it better type of thing because I've been doing it forever. And you don't even realize you're being trained and groomed to be something.
Yes, indeed.
You know, like now, you know, I'm aspiring to get into therapy. And I got some certifications I'm going to get. I got a group of therapists I'm supposed to join with. My mentor's out there in Texas doing very big with it. He kind of introduced me to that path. And I kind of already been doing that. I had a series I was doing called Sauna Talk when I used to be in the gym, going to sauna, I talk to the people. And I'll do something called Walk With Me where I do a little quick little motivation thing. And I get a lot of messages in my inbox with people going through different changes, man. You know, you counsel people through certain things. And I actually love it. So I'm not going to be one of those therapists, coaches that don't care about the people. I'm not doing it for the money, even though there is, you know, good
portion
of you could make doing it, but I actually have a passion for it. So all of it has been all-encompassing, has been growing up, man. And I look at it as if, to me, all of that is hip-hop in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because hip-hop is basically a very expressive art. And me being a therapist is also very expressive because I'm giving back to people that maybe are struggling the way I used to struggle and overcame. Because I used to be an alcoholic and I battled depression and all of that. And I still deal with depression because you never really conquer it. You just learn how to maintain it. You learn how to handle it. And you learn how to work through situations. So I'd love to be able to like share that with the youth as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not just going to be adults. I'm going to start off doing the youth and we're going to branch out.
Gotcha. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative fast food radio. We hear C-Truth, Kevin Lawrence talking to Trey Dot here with us, the boss Trey Dot, doing multiple things, a lot of great things as well. Y'all need to click in with him. What is the biggest challenge that you have when you're doing therapy work with people?
I think now the biggest challenge for me would be doing it on a professional level. And, you know, developing a client base. Because when you're new, you know, you got to get your experience. You got to get your chops, man. Like now I'm just kind of just doing it with random people that come to me. I just happen to care. Like I answer all my calls. I answer all my messages. And sometimes you build relationships with people that need that encouraging word. So the hard part is making that. It's kind of like going from college to the pro. You know, when you do it on a professional level, the game goes a little bit faster. You got to make decisions a little bit quicker. But you got to learn how to make the slow down so you can make the right decision. So that's going to be the big transition. Just doing it on a professional level, dealing with clients. And dealing with situations on the fly and really, really working, you know, to be good at it and really reach out to people and be a blessing, man. That's going to be the biggest challenge, and doing it on a consistent level.
Gotcha. Do you feel that, or did you see there being a bigger demand for that, especially after everything went down with the whole COVID and pandemic?
I think the pandemic increased the demand. Like I said, I have a partner in Texas that's doing it for real and been doing it for a while. Like, he's my mentor. He really pushed me to do it. He was a guest on my podcast one time, and that's when we really got tight after I had him as a guest on my podcast. And he's always telling me, like, just any realm of it, whether it's youth, whether it's adult, whether it's couples therapy, the pandemic really intensified the demand because people are going through it. And a lot of us have a lot to say and a lot to express, and we don't know how to say it or who to say it to. So it's a huge, huge demand. That's why over the pandemic, if you really noticed the numbers and the news, what's really going on, suicide rates went up, domestic violence went up, you know, depression went up, all of that went up during the pandemic. And a lot of families and individuals haven't recovered from that yet. So, you know, I wanna do my part, you know, help people get through that. We all battling through something.
Absolutely. It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We hear C-Truth, Kev Lawrence, talking to Trey Dot, the boss Trey Dot here with us on the program. You know what I'm saying? Entertainer, artist, writer, author, therapist as well, and also moving into some other areas, I'm sure, as time progresses. You have the Black Male Podcast. Tell us about some of the things that you deal with and talk about on that.
Well, we deal about just conversations that Black men would have. We don't necessarily always have topics. We're more so conversations with what's going on in the world or what we think is relevant at the time. We just started doing guests here and there. But when we have guests, it's more so that can carry on the conversation with us and influence further conversation. We had a podcast with a couple of females. We had one podcast with three other males at one time. It was an all-male podcast. It was actually pretty dope. And we're doing a live podcast, as a matter of fact. It's going to be live on YouTube. And our next venture will be we're going to do a podcast with three women.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say we're doing a podcast with three women. We're kind of excited about that because it's popular for men and women to be going after each other and attacking each other, man.
Gotcha. What is, like, the biggest, I don't want to say issue, but the biggest subject matter that you're dealing with right now when it comes to Black males?
The biggest issue, I would say, is accountability. We speak on that a lot as far as us being accountable as men, as well as being accountable within our relationships, as well as being accountable as fathers. We have a lot of things going on to where it's easy to blame people. It's easy to blame the white man. It's easy to blame the talent pool of women. It's easy to blame the workforce. You know, it's easy to blame the powers that be. But we got to start holding ourselves accountable for the parts that we can't control.
Do you feel that people may just look at you as, okay, it's another guy that's just talking about Black men, Black women, and let's have a beef, and you better get on the train because, miss, you're old, and I'm going to have a bunch of girls. Do you feel that people might look at you like that in the beginning, and that could hinder the total information that you have available for people?
Well, getting that information to people is a hard part because it's a saturated market, and showing people that you're different from that saturated market is also a challenge. So there's no definite way to do it. You know, the best thing to do is just really just be yourself. I mean, I'm I'm more of a mature individual than a lot of people within hip hop. So I know it's a certain sound I need to bring that's applicable to me and my lifestyle that's different, because we're all different. Not even trying to be different. Like podcasting, we speak on what we actually deal with as men. You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to act like we're better than anybody. A lot of things we talk about are things that we're actually going through, whether it's him or whether it's myself or whether it's people we know. So what makes it stand out is we're not judgmental. You know, we're not judging. We're not putting men on a pedestal. You know, we're not downgrading women either. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get to a situation where we make the uncomfortable conversations comfortable, because we're all going to be in a situation where we get older, when being single isn't as fun anymore. And then you get into relationships and most of us don't know what we don't. So most of our conversations, man, we're really trying to figure it out together. We're trying to grow together. Even career-wise, some of us don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to process information. We don't know how to problem solve. We don't know how to go through root cause analysis and find the real problem that's going on, so we don't keep repeating the same cycles. Like, a lot of us struggle with those things. And those are the things we try to deliver and bring to people and make those conversations normal.
Do you also, well, you mentioned you did with mental health with the black men, of course. Do you,
yeah.
Do you feel, do you find a way where you could talk to men or black men on how to properly deal with becoming a single father and most likely going through child support? Because most people, they'd be like, when they get child support, like, I don't know what's going on. Oh my God. But nobody really tells you the steps to go about it to make sure you can be able to deal with it the right way. And, you know, it is what it is. There are too many women out here that's abusing it, whether you want to admit it or not. People don't want to admit it. Yes, there is. And when some guys find out, they lash out, and lashing out may be a grave mistake. People get hurt, goes to jail, people could die. And ultimately, a child is left without one or two parents.
Yes.
So how can we deal with that? Like, nobody really talks about the steps to go through to prevent that next move from happening. So you have to go through that trap, so on and so forth, and how to, you know, maintain for yourself living. Because I heard some guys don't even have enough money to live.
Yeah, it's tough. A partner of mine, he dealt with my co-host on the Black Male Podcast. He dealt with child support, and he just reconnected with his daughter maybe 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. And they have a great relationship, and she's like 22, 23, I believe. But he just reconnected with her. He had a rough time with that situation. You know, he could speak on that directly. But for me, I'm also a root cause analysis person. Like, my son is 29. I try to speak to him about protecting his seed. Now, granted, some women do change. Some women do introduce situations you never thought they maybe would introduce. But we got to be honest with ourselves as men. A lot of our choices in women, we know they're not good mothers. We know they're not the person we want to have a child with. We just had a night where we let loose. You know what I mean? That's like the biggest problem I know. Because I was reckless too when I was young. I'm not finger pointing. I was just lucky I didn't have something that comes that way. But even when you do make that mistake, you get in that situation, I think a big problem we have is we don't talk about our situations, because a lot of us are going through the same situation. If we did a better job of uplifting and inspiring each other and really just talking through some of these things with each other, I think we would have a better situation. Even when we have a simple thing like you might be out of work needing to find work, within your circles, there should be ways to keep each other moving. Our communities used to work like that. Everybody's on this every man for himself thing. And one thing about life, man, you can't do this alone. And you can't wait till the last minute to where you get ready to blow a gasket to talk to somebody. You know what I mean? So, and I'm not saying I'm great at it either. I hold in way too much myself. I still working on that. That's something black men, like, I don't know what other races do. I know it's black men. We always act like we good. As soon as you ask me, yo, how you doing? Yo, I'm good. That's what we train to say. I'm good.
Right. What, I'm good. Where do you think that stems from? Because you hear that all the time. Like, you know.
Just be a man. Be a man. Don't cry. Be a man. Don't cry. There's nothing wrong with crying. That don't make you less than a man because you shed a tear. I've had times at home by myself when I shed a tear. I shed a tear, wipe my eyes, might take a nap, get up, go on with my day. But holding on to pain, that's what fills the prisons up. Because you holding on to that pain, I could say something to trigger you. Don't even realize I'm triggering you. Boom, you done took my life. Now there's two lives gone. One in the grave, one in the prison.
Straight out to therapist, y'all. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? These jewels right now?
I was told that most of the men in prison, male prison,
yes,
are men that were, they made the emotional mistake.
Yeah. I mean, I did a short bit. We keep it a band. I did a short bit. So I resided with these individuals. And most of it was a moment where they made a quick decision. This is my whole issue. And I've also been stabbed by a friend of mine. You know what I mean? These are like drastic knee-jerk reactions by a person. You know what I'm saying? That's from holding in a lot of pain. Because most of the time, when a man causes bodily harm to another man, that's not even the person he's mad at. That's not even the situation he's mad at. Right. He walked in that building mad, something triggered him, and that person was there.
Right. You need to you need to release in some way, form, or fashion. That's not going to be a violent release. That's going to hurt you or somebody else. That's what it comes down to. Like, you need some type of, which is why sports, music, art, and things like these are all very important.
Yeah.
Because
everybody needs an outlet.
Yeah. Yeah. These are things that you can release with. You know what I mean? Like, you can, like you said, you were writing at a young age. You could write. You could perform. You could, you know, play ball and all these other things. Very, very important.
You need that release. Even your diet.
Yeah.
You know, the food you consume is major. Like, we gotta get away from the fast food, excessive liquor. I'm not telling nobody to stop drinking because I did. That was a choice I made. It just wasn't good for my lifestyle.
Yes.
7 years ago, I stopped drinking in a period of time where I lost like 100 pounds, you know, before I started weight training and stuff, and I put on a little bit of muscle. But, you know, I was like 360 pounds. I had extreme sleep apnea. Doctor told me I had to lose 70, 80 pounds. I was miserable. I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. I was always frustrated. I was always depressed. You know, I had to work on that. And the first step is acknowledging the fact that you have to make a change. And when you get rid of those vices, you have to replace it with something, whether it's maybe you start to read, maybe you go back to school and start studying, or even if you go to YouTube and just study something, just something to keep your mind stimulated. Yes. Or audio books when you drive it.
Yep.
You know, we got to do things to keep our mind stimulated. Like for me, I go to the gym, I'm in the studio, you know what I'm saying? I always try to keep my mind stimulated. You know, it's just, you got to find something. Like, what works for me might not work for you. You might like to cook, so you might just cook every day.
Right.
Like, some people, it's therapy for them to cook. Some people go for walks. I do that also. I like flowers, so I go to botanical gardens. I like waterfalls, so I go places where there's waterfalls. That's how I relax.
You know, some people may look at that and say, oh, you like flowers. That's silly. If you go to places like the botanical gardens, all these places that have beautiful waterfalls, it can be very mesmerizing and therapeutic.
Soothing.
I know this.
Like,
I
didn't know this was even here. Because you just you drive fast past everything all the time. You don't know the beauty that's there next to you the whole time.
No, I Google and I look for things like that. They have botanical gardens in Atlanta that I want to check out. I look for museums. I look for aquariums. I look for all of those things. Those things, they help stimulate your mind. It's almost like going on vacation and just enjoying other cultures.
Right.
We all need things like that. All that stuff keeps us strong.
Absolutely. No doubt. We're going to get you out on this. Tell us about Doghouse, man, the anti-bullying comic that you were involved in.
It's a guy called Plushy Gangster that does all my artwork. He's out there in Russia. He approached me
with
the comic idea. I took on the challenge, and it actually came out dope. I mean, it didn't go as far as he wanted to go, but we all know when you're pushing an independent product, it costs money. He had done some action figures and stuff that did well over there. The comic actually did pretty good. I had it on a Dropbox link for a while. I let people grab it for free because I want people to see it. But what it is an anti-bullying story, but all the dialogue is actually in lyrical form. So if you read the comic, the whole comic is actually just bars.
Gotcha.
So if you're a hip-hop head and read it, you'll eventually be like, wait a minute, these bars. So I got all the conversations in bars.
No doubt, no doubt. Trey Dot.
Exactly, Dot Project, man. I'm proud of it. I'm very proud of it.
Yes, indeed.
Right. We need to get up in that comics, E-Truth. What's up, man? We need to get up in some comics, man.
That'd be a great thing.
He laughing. Why are you laughing? That's bullying right now. We don't need to be in the comics right now. Let's call a guy from Russia.
The thing is, growing up, I never even liked comic books.
What?
But see, you never know what you can get into unless you actually get into it.
No, that's why I actually took the challenge. And then I asked them, I said, what you think about me doing in a lyrical form? And, you know, it's a little you know, communication barrier because, you know, he's Russian or whatever, but he gets most things. I don't know why he understands me. But anyway, I was like, what you think about doing a lyrical form? He was like, yeah, let's try it. And certain words he didn't understand, I had to explain to him. But, you know, I mean, I like it myself. I read through it a few times and I got a few hard copies at home that I'll probably, you know, put out there when I get these projects done. Cause I'm doing 3 EPs. I'm gonna drop on the same day. So when people get the EPs, I might throw in a free comic book for, like, I got 10 copies. So it's gonna be like 10 exclusive copies I'm gonna get out there when I get to that point.
No doubt. So absolutely.
I got a lot of put out there.
No doubt. Yeah. The boss, Trey Dot, here with us, you know what I'm saying? Thermal Sine Waves. We've been rocking Blood, Sweat, and Tears, you know what I mean, just to let you know that. But
I seen it on one of the songs, on one of your playlists.
Yeah, you know how we do, man. Keep it funky and, you know, make support. Sure we rotate and support, you know, just all artists, because you don't get that everywhere. You don't get that elsewhere,
I love it.
Absolutely, man. So tell everybody where they can get the music, where they can check out, you know, Doghouse and everything else that you're doing.
All right, I'm on. I actually have 3 pages on Instagram. Boy Straight Dot is my main page, where it's everything that I got going on. Trey Dot Music is just for my music. Trey Podcast is just for my podcast stuff. And on YouTube, you can go to Hip Hop Dot. I got all my videos on there. And also on YouTube, GWUN Network, that's Got What You Need Network. That's where my own podcast, the Black Mile Podcast, is on there. But Got What You Need Network is the network that powers the podcast. There's several podcasts under that network. But the Black Mile Podcast has its own personal section. Yo, wherever you stream your music at, man, Trey Dot. I mean, I got 2 new singles out there now. Another single I did. Matter of fact, it's 4 singles out there now. I'm only going to release a few more singles. Then I got 3 EPs that's going to drop probably the end of March. Blood, Sweat, and Tears is one. Love Makes a Difference is another one. And I have another one called Soul Trade, which is a hip-hop soul project. So anywhere you listen to music, you can find Trey Dot. Anywhere you're looking at videos, you can find Trey Dot. So absolutely. We need your engagement, man. I love when people leave comments. I respond to all comments. I enjoy it.
No doubt. Definitely, man. Well, listen, we thank you for taking time out and joining us and telling us about your story and all the things that you're doing, which are important, especially in these days and times. And, you know, especially for the black man, you know what I mean? Because we need that support. We need that energy. And we need to continue to do that, especially amongst ourselves.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
So, yeah, man, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Enjoy the rest of your evening, day, afternoon, and all that. And we definitely going to get you back again when you got something else, you know, going down. Just hit us up and, you know, come on back through.
I would love it. Thank you.
All right, bro.
All right, man.
Peace.
It's Thermal Sine Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We here, C-Truth, Kev Lawrence.
Thermal Sine Wave.